We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the last words of Nun Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara is continuing discussing different people, tzaddikim, through Tanakh, who on the surface, it looks like from the Psukim, you read the Psukim Kipshutai, on the surface, looks like he did a terrible chait. And the Gemara is saying, whoever says that is making a mistake. And really, it's not the chait that it sounds like, it's not as bad as that. It's a much less of a chait, and just the Torah, to feel that level, consider it a bigger chait. But really, when the literal taich, you can't taich the literal words. You have to understand the Gemara explains the Torah of Iksav, how we are supposed to understand it. Anyone says the children of Shmuel did a avera by taking sheichad and changing the din, that's a mistake. Shmuel Hanavi was the Shoifet right before Sha'ol HaMelech became king, and his sons did not take after him. The Pasuk says, Shenem Avihi, Kasher Zokin Shmuel, V'loi Holchu Bando V'drachov. His children didn't go in his ways. And the Pasuk's Mashma, V'drachov, Hud Loi Holchu, they didn't go in Shmuel's ways. Of Amech Denam Lechotu, but they also didn't do Avera. Lamayni Mekayim, how do we learn the Pshan, the Pasuk that says, Va Yitu achrei habotza. They went after the money. And the pasuk is vayta v'yichu shoychad v'yatu mishpah. They took shoychad. They took bribes, and they changed the din. It sounds like they took bribes. They changed the din. They went after the money. So how do you learn pshat in that pasuk? The pshat is like this: shliosu k'maisa aviim. They didn't do like their father. So Shmuel hatzadik mechaze bechol mekoyim es Yisrael. Shmuel hatzadik used to go around to all the different places in Klai Yisrael, and he went and donned them, he answered their shilas in their cities. He went around to all the places, Beisel, Gilgal, Hamitzpah, he went around all the places of Shofet Yisrael. Agav, we call here Shmuel HaTzadik. You don't usually find so many people in the Torah called Tzadik. You find Noach's called Tzadik. He's Yosef at Tzadik, and here's Shmuel at Tzadik. What's the Pshat? So maybe you could say Pshat. Maybe I heard a similar Pshat, but I'll say what I think maybe Pshat is, that a Tzadik is someone who cares about the whole world, the whole Klal Yisrael, they care about everyone. Noach supported everyone. He was the mamish, the only one. He supported the whole Teva, the whole world. Yosef at Tzadik also gave food to the whole world. And Shmuel also, now he cared so much about everyone, he went around to all the cities to don them there, so that's why it's called a tzaddik. And maybe you could say that's why these days, you know, it's not the Beged of Shmuel or Yosef, but we call a Rebbe a tzaddik also. Why? Because a Rebbe, is what it means is he cares about everyone. That's why it's called a tzaddik. But in any case, Shmuel a tzaddik is to go from city to city, taking care of everyone, but his children did not do that. Behemli also came, El Yoshua Bahreim, they sat in their cities. They said, I want to don right here in my house. Therefore, I can make money for my shamashim, that the chazaneim, they're going to send out messengers to go bring people to the din, and when they're going to charge money for that, and charge money from the baladinim for that. Let's say freyim, you know, the sway from here, when they write the story, berurim, that's a star that says which dine you're picking, and the letters that say how much things are worth, you're writing a bunch of stories, and my stories, my scribes will get the money. And the Mepharshim speak a little more that they had more time to take care of their own business because they didn't have to go from city to city. So that's what it means in the pasuk. They went after the money. They went after the money because they didn't do what Shmuel HaTzadik did by going around city to city. They stayed home and they were dan dinei Torah at home. So that's not even nearly as bad as the pasuk sounds that the v'yichu is a shaychad. But the Gemara says really, this right that Rabbi Yonason says that the Bnei Shmuel with not choyte is really machlokes tanoim. Ketanoi, in the pasuk it says that we just read before, vayitu achrei habotza, and there's four different pshatim from the tanoim in these words, and one of the pshatim taku will be that he really did take shaychad. Ramei Omer, chelkom shol wafiyim. All they did was they were levim, and Shmuel was a levi, came from Kairach, from Avim Parshas Kairach, he was a levi. And his children, who were Levim, deserved Maaser Rishon. And they used to ask for it. And if they asked for it, they were used to get, the people couldn't say no because they were the Gedolim. And therefore, it's considered a little bit of a Gezel Aniyim, a little bit. Gezel of the Levim, who are Aniyim, because it comes out, they were getting the Maaser Rishon because they asked for it. But that's not as I'm taking shaycha because be'etzem ikar hadin. There's no problem with that. You shouldn't ask for it, but there's no gneiva there. Something they deserve. Rav Yehuda Imer, Melai hatilo balibatim. This pshat means that you take it to shaycha. What does that mean? They used to invest money by the balibatim. They used to invest money by them, give them shchayro or invest money, and they had a business shaychas to them. When they came to din taira, automatically they were on their side because they were the business partners, and therefore it was considered like shaychat. Rabbi Kiva Imer Kupa Yisrael Ma'isin Otu Bezraya. They took extra Ma'isirishin Bezraya by forcefully. They took extra Ma'isirishin, which was the shtickle Geneva, but it's not the same level as shaychat. Rabbi Yisrael Imer Matano is Otu Bezraya. Rashi is two pshatim. Either Matano is Otu Bezraya means that they took Zeraya V'Lachayim V'Keva, which really belongs to the Kahanim, and they took those, or it means Matnas Levim, which is Meiser Rishon, that they took without being given. Not just to be tenas to take it, just to be given it, and they took it. Not the Zerayah means they took it like, you know, forcefully, or not the Zerayah means they took the Zerayah L'chaim V'keva. Al Kaponim, in this price, so we have three Pshatim that they actually took. They took like something Meiser Rishon, something that was more in the parasha of Geneva, but not as bad as V'yitu Achrei Abatsa V'yikhu Shaychad. But one Pshat was, Taka HaShaychad HaShaychad, that's Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Yonison goes like all the Tanoim, and he says loichatu b'lekicha shoychad, and their hate was because they just wanted more money for the Chazaneim and the Seifreim, but the Chas Shalom didn't wear matas adin or take bribes. So tomorrow, right, move on to David HaMelech. Just as a quick introduction, the Maisa of that we're going to be talking about here is David HaMelech was Bathsheba. Bathsheba was married to someone Uriah Hachiti. And David HaMelech, while Uriah Hachiti was at war, saw Bathsheba and he liked her. He asked her to come over and she became pregnant. Later on, Uriah Hachiti came home and there was an exchange between David HaMelech and Uriah Hachiti. And Uriah Hachiti was married with Malchus. He didn't listen to David HaMelech and he also called Yoav Adoni Yoav in front of David HaMelech. David HaMelech held he was married with Malchus, sent him, told Yoav, put him on the front lines, and he got killed, and he landed marrying Bathsheba. And seemingly, under the surface, it looks like that David HaMelech was mazana with an Eishes Ish, with Bathsheba, while she was still married with Uriah Hachiti. But the Gemara doesn't explain that it was not what it looks like, and she was not the Eishes Ish, Vishas, David HaMelech was Baala. She was not an Eishes Ish at that time. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. But of course it was a chait, because the chait could have been, first of all, that he killed Uriah Hachiti by sending him to the front lines, and he didn't ask Bezdin if the paskin is a married by Malchus. And even with the story of Bathsheba, it could have been also, it wasn't so pashut. But it wasn't the chait on the surface that it looks like. Omrav Shmuel bar Achmeini, Omrav Yenison. Kol Oimer David Chota, anyone says that David HaMelech was chaitei with Bathsheba by saying that he was Mizana with her before she had a get. Ain't it elatoy? It's a mistake. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, "Vahe David chol drachov maskil v'Hashem imoy." David, all his ways were up here Torah, and Hashem was with him. Efshar chato chait bal yodah shchina imoy. It's possible that he did such a chait, and it's called shchina imoy. And even though some ask that this pasuk is really in Shmuel before the ma'aseh of Bathsheba, but like upon him, the pasuk sounds like this was his ways all his life, that the Shechina Imoy, after such a chait like that, the Eishes Ish and Shechina Imoy, Elamani Mekayim Adua Bezisas Dvar Hashem Lasara, when Nosin Hanavi came to the Melech to give him Musar, he says, why did you embarrass the Dvar Hashem? Why did you make a bezoyin out of Dvar Hashem? Lasis Harabain of, what does it mean? Shebikish Lasois. He wanted to do a chait of Bathsheba for the get, but he did not do it lemaisa. And that was the chait of David HaMelech, because he wanted to do it, but he didn't do it lemaisa. And we'll see later on what's the process of the get. Omer Rav, Rebbe, the Osi Medavid, Rebbe, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, who comes from David HaMelech, Rebbeinu HaKadosh was a Nasi, who came from the children of David HaMelech, Mehapech v'Dorash Chusid David. He used to try to Mehapech v'Chusid David. And he teaches the same way, like we just saw from Rabbi Yonason, that he says, "I the pasuk says v'nasan anav." He said to David, "Madua bezisas dvar Hashem lasis hara." Why didn't you listen to dvar Hashem and you did bad? Rabbi Yonason, "Meshulu roza mekol roish shavatari." This is different than every ra. Shekol ra oish shavatari k'siv vayas hara. It says vayas, and kan k'siv laasoy. It says lasis hara. Shabikesh Lasois, he wanted to do Veloy also, but he didn't do it. And Rebbe goes by to the Darshan more in the Psukim. It says in the Pasuk, it's Urya Achitya Kisa Vecharev. One of the Tainas in Nosan Anovi were two Tainas. First of all, that you want to do a Rabbi in Hashem by marrying Bathsheba. And number two is, you sent Urya Achitya to the front lines in order for him to be killed by the Bnei Amon. And therefore, Nosan Anovi held with the Taina of David Melech, you killed Urya Achitya. It's Urya Achitya Kisa Vecharev. You should have, even though you held he was married to Malchus, and we'll see what the married Malchus was soon. Even though you held he was married to Malchus in his Chayiv Misa, you should have brought him to the Sanhedrin to Paskin. Vloidanta, you didn't bring him to Din. And you took his wife for yourself for a wife. And what it darshan lekachto lekuchin yeshuchabah. There was kedushin typesin, and if she was ishish, the kedushin would not be typus. What's the pshat? The minig was that anyone who went into war in the army of Beis David, and even earlier they used to do this also, used to write a get for his wife. Why? Because if he dies, it shouldn't fall to Yibum, or if he doesn't come back, it shouldn't be Aguna. So before they left, they always sent the get. Shinema, we find in a pasuk regarding Yishai that he sent David with a certain shlichus, and it says in the pasuk, "Vesaseres charitza echal veila tavi l'sara aleph vesachecha tifkoid l'shalom vesarubosam tigach take their arabusam." It says, "Go out into the field where the army is. Bring them some milk, meet your brothers and bring the arubosam, marubosam, toram veisiv toram hamruav veinoy levina, something that's in between him and her, which is a get." So you see, they used to give a get. So therefore, Uri Achiti, before he left, he gave a get to his wife. And since she was divorced, there was no problem. Now, Rashi learns a little bit different in this whole process of the get. Rashi learns the way the get worked was that they gave the get, and if they died or didn't come back, then the get worked l'mafreya. So it comes out that when David was Baal Basheva, Uri Achitya was still alive. So the get wasn't chal yet, but once he got killed, it was chal l'mafreya. That's what Rashi learns. And when it says that Bikesh to do Aveira, he wasn't sure yet if he got the get, because Uri Achitya ran to the war in a rush, and he sent the get from war. So she only got the get a little bit later, but still when Uri Achitya was at war. Elamaisa, since at the end it turned out Uri Achitya died, so he didn't do a chet. That's how Rashi learns. But Tosis doesn't like that pshat so much. Tosis says that Lamaisa, it's Usher, she's considered Eishesish right now when pshat, when Dov was born her, because Uri Achitya wasn't dead yet. So therefore, Tosis learns that the get was a straight get. It wasn't a tanai. And therefore, she was mamish a divorced pshat when David HaMelech was with Bathsheba. And therefore, there was no chait of Eishes Ish at all. Now, it says in the Pasuk also, like we just mentioned before, that there was a taina on David that he killed Uri Achitya by sending him to the front lines to get him killed. It looks like he killed him, and it looks like he killed him in order so he can marry his wife. So, we darshan like this. Ma cherev ne'amoin yata v'nesh lo. Just like anyone the Bnei Amon killed, that you didn't cause it, you don't get an oinish. You're not getting an oinish for that. My timer. Murid v'malchus ava. He was a murid v'malchus. He didn't act with honor, with kavod to the king. Da'amalei, because he told David, see, the story was that Uri Achitya came back, and David HaMelech knew Bathsheba was pregnant already. So first he told Uri Achitya, go home and bathe yourself, and go home to your wife. And this way he figured that everyone's going to see that Uri Achitya came home, and then when she gets pregnant, they'll say, this baby's from Uri Achitya. But Lamaisa, he did not listen. Uri Achitya did not listen. He slept by the palace. And he told David HaMelech, how could I go if everyone's still at war? And one of the things he said is, V'adoni yoyov, v'avdei adoni apnei asad l'choinim, v'ani ova yalbesi, I should go to my house, lecha v'lishtois, v'lishka v'mishti, chayecha v'chayinafshechem esa asadov azeh. I would never do such a thing. That's what Uri Achitya said. So first of all, he didn't listen to David, who said to go home. And second of all, he said, a lashon adoni yoyev. And you don't call someone, Yoav, a master in front of David HaMelech, who's the king. There's no master in front of the king. And therefore, Ksira Merid B'malchus. So Akaponim, so both Chetim, we have a way out. Amar Rav, Kimiyanta Bei B'David, Lemishkachas Bei Bar Medu'urya. Zogt Rav, if you look into David's Maisim, you don't find any Chet besides for the Chet of Urya. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Rak B'dvar Urya Hachiti, that the only thing that David did wrong was Urya Hachiti. Abai Kashisha Rami, the Rav Adarav, Abai Kashisha has a Kasha, Rav Adarav, Miam Rav Hachi, Haki said Rav said the only Chet of David HaMelech was Urya. Vam Rav, Kibol David Loshen Hara. Rav says, we'll see in the next Gemara, it's because Rav and Shmuel, but Rav held that David HaMelech was Mekabel Loshen Hara. So Haki say that Urya Achiti was the only Chet, if you find there's Mekabel Loshen Hara. And the Gemara, Kasha, Staka Kasha, we don't tell us to that two Ravs, that's a steer to Ravs. Because Shmuel Taka holds there's no Lashon Hara, but according to Rav Lashon Hara, it's Taka Stira because there's more than one Aveira. So Mara ends off Kasha.